Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and from Jesus Christ, the Father's Son, will be with us in truth and in love. Amen. Fear, phobos, phobias, impulsiveness, indecisiveness, passivity, aggressiveness, shyness, obtrusiveness, procrastination, perfectionism, paranoia, grandiosity, anger, irritability, avoidance, vigilance, lethargy, repetition of thoughts and obsession, habitual fantasizing, hubris. All have to some extent a common element, fear. That's why some of them are called phobias. Fear, phobos, phobias. Of course, those words are related. And Jesus speaks in our reading today from Matthew's gospel about fear. So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be made known. The word them in this verse is a noun, and it captures the subjects of all the previous sections of this Jesus dialogue. So them includes the members of Beelzebub's household, family members who will rebel and betray you, wolves, governors, kings, and even Gentiles, the great unwashed. For all men will hate you because of me. All men includes even you. All men are capable of sinful fear of other people and their own expectations rather than fear, love, and trust in God above all things. Fear, phobos, phobias. Now, you may recognize a sinful fear in yourself when you fear what others think more than what you know is God-pleasing. Those times include when you spend a significant amount of time thinking about three questions. What do others think of me? Am I acceptable to others? Or what do others want me to do? Concentrating or contemplating on these questions a majority of the time indicates one is focused entirely too much upon self and one's environment and not on God. Now, that may be acceptable in childhood or early adolescence, but not in adults, particularly adults that claim to be Christian. Fear, phobos, phobias. What do others think of me? Am I acceptable to others? What do others want me to do? The answer to those three questions are not answered in the heart and the mind. They are ultimately answered by God. Those questions are not to be answered by seeking emotional comfort in structures of various sorts. These questions are not to be answered by personal convictions that outweigh the Word of God or outweigh the mercy that characterizes followers of Jesus. These questions are not to be answered by seeking my own way in every personal relationship or get caught up in notions of it must be my way or the highway. Those questions are not to be answered by seeking to feel better about myself by pulling other people down. If I attempt to answer those questions about my life and its significance in any other way than looking toward the Creator, I need to hear the warning of the first commandment in the Small Catechism. You shall have no other gods. What does this mean? We should fear, love, and trust in God above all things. Fear, phobos, and phobias are in a sense other gods. For when fear, phobos, and phobias dominate your waking moments and haunt your dreams, they are functioning like other gods. Now, here are the words of Jesus about such fears. So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be made known. Our God knows all, sees all, and is all powerful. Those questions that haunt us: what do others think of me? Am I acceptable to others? What do others want me to do? Generate fear. Jesus says, have no fear of them. Have no fear, because what Jesus tells us is to be proclaimed without fear, in the light, and from the rooftops. Now, if you want something to fear, listen to Jesus. Do not fear those who would kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Now, there are many who can kill the body, but only one can destroy or redeem both body and soul. And what Jesus tells us in his taking upon himself our flesh to defeat the works of the devil, what Jesus tells us in living the entire spectrum of human experience, is so we have a Savior who is able to sympathize with all our weaknesses and was tempted as we are, yet was without sin. What Jesus tells us in his sacrificial death and glorious resurrection is the story of stories. His story forms the powerful reality in which we live, breathe, and have our movement. His story is about overcoming the power of fear that grips so many, and asking those really fatuous questions: what do others think of me? Am I acceptable to others? What do others want me to do? He answers those questions with this story of love and grace and forgiveness, in which he was born, modeled, lived, died, and was resurrected in glory for the forgiveness of all our sins, especially our sin of thinking, of fear, by thinking what another may think of me is worthy and more important than what God has done for me. Not even a small bird like a sparrow will fall to the ground apart from the knowledge and will of your Father. He even tells us that the hairs on our head are numbered. Now, I must note here, for the follically challenged among us, God may have an easier job of counting the hairs on your head, but your sins still count against you. But fear not, fear not. You are of more value than many small sparrows. You are of more value than how others think about you. You are of more value than if you are respected enough or not to someone else. You are of more value than whatever value someone places upon you by what you can do for them. There is great comfort in knowing and living this life of the washed. Living in the washed and cleansed life of baptism, forgiven, rescued, and aimed for eternity, frees us from fear and the fearful questions that haunt so many. God is living in us. God is at work in us. God is with us at all times. We are washed and cleansed. For as often as we do good, God is at work in us and with us in order that we may do so. Fear, phobos, phobias, the gods of how I'm going to be acceptable to others, versus he who conquered sin, death, and the devil, is really no contest. His story is life before, life now, and life forevermore. So acknowledge Jesus before men, for Jesus promises to acknowledge you before his Father who is in heaven for your eternity. Amen. The washing of the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.